Christmas in Camelot, written by Blue Beholder and read by Caber. This is a Merlin fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Merlin slash Arthur, and is additionally tagged with Christmas, Mistletoe, Married Merlin slash Arthur, and Domestic. Out in the streets, wassailers are singing a merry tune. In here, Arthur has his head under a pillow. Perched on a chair, Merlin has been watching him for a good long while now. When he yanked open the curtains on one side of the bed, Arthur had made an inarticulate growling noise and rolled over on his other side. Cheerfully, Merlin had opened the other side of the bed curtains. That was when Arthur put a pillow over his head. "You know," Merlin says thoughtfully, "it's not really your subject's fault that you insisted on staying up so late having a party with your knights." Arthur pulls the pillow off his head and gives Merlin a terribly baleful look, the kind of look that sends enemies running and has no effect whatsoever on Merlin. "If I recall correctly," he says, "you were having just as much fun. Why are you sitting here looking like the cat that got the cream?" "Because I have a hangover cure no one else in Camelot does," Merlin said cheerfully. He smiles beatifically at Arthur and waves his hands around a bit. "Are you going to share?" Arthur asks. Merlin hops up from the chair and picks up a mug from the table. He whispers a little incantation and gets the tea steaming again. As much as he's enjoying all this, he won't give Arthur ice-cold tea. Then he passes it to Arthur and leans on the bedpost. Arthur peers into the mug with intense suspicion. "Merlin, this had better not be some kind of poison." "It's tea." And it is. Arthur drinks it without further complaint while Merlin lays out his festive garb. By the time Arthur is up and moving, he's ready to be dressed. All the usual festive finery, with the addition of a gold circlet, the gold signet ring on his right hand, and a plain gold band on his left. His sweeping red cloak, appropriate to the season, Merlin reflects, has a gold ring to hold it closed. It's all very fancy. Merlin's looking about like usual, except that he has a holly sprig pinned to his jacket in honor of the season. That's fancy enough for him. "I have mine," Merlin says, when Arthur gives him a meaningful look and holds up his left hand, a matching gold ring to the one Arthur wears. "Good," Arthur says. He takes Merlin's hand and kisses the back, with a gallantry that leaves Merlin a bit tongue-tied. "Shall we?" In answer, Merlin points at the doorframe they're standing under. Arthur looks up and sighs. But he doesn't object to the mistletoe, or to the kiss that follows. The end.